Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and I'm joined by Judy Van Hulsen, RN with Marion County Public Health, and we'll have a discussion about winter safety, signs and symptoms of winter-related troubles and how to treat and prevent.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. Yeah. I'm excited. Hypothermia is something to think about, especially as we're getting colder and colder, and this year seems much colder than previous years. But you really want to watch. You want to watch the elderly, the very young, folks with mental illness, brain injury, you know, those type of folks. They might not feel it quite as fast. But the first signs of hypothermia to be concerned with would be shivering, clumsiness, lack of coordination, just not acting or walking the way they usually do, slurred speech or mumbling. And as the hypothermia progresses, the shivering might go away. Our bodies just tend to do that. So you'd want to watch those folks, get them inside, get them warmed up. And if you do notice frostbite, you never want to try to thaw out a frozen part of your body by yourself. I know that sounds, you know, you want to go to the doctor and have them do that in a regulated way. That way you don't lose a finger, you don't lose a toe.
So you'd think if your fingers are really, really cold and you think they might be, the inclination maybe to run water.
If there's no signs of frostbite, you know, that's fine. Just lukewarm, normal temp. You know, you don't want to get it too hot, you don't want to get it too cold. If there's actual frostbite there, you want to go see your doctor. Okay. They're the experts and they can help you out with that.
So. How do I know the difference between just being really, really cold and I have frostbite?
They'll be white and waxy looking. They'll look different, you know, and you won't be able to feel anything in those fingers most times. Or there may be some pain there too. You know, everybody's just a little bit different.
Okay.
You also want to think about being prepared for emergencies. So get your car ready. You could get stranded. So you want to have a blanket in that car. You want to have a little bit of food and water. Put some booster cables in there, flares if you got them, a tire pump, a bag of sand or cat litter in case you do get stuck to help you out. A flashlight, always have a first aid kit, you know, that kind of stuff. Keep your gas tank full to avoid ice in the lines. You know, you don't want to get stopped in the middle of nowhere just because it started to freeze up. Keep a winter emergency kit in that car all the time in case you become stranded. That's a big thing.
Snacks and something to drink.
Blankets, you know, something, you know, keep your cell phone with you.
When we're talking about hypothermia, about how long does it it depends maybe on how cold it is.
It depends on how cold it is. It depends on the size of the person, you know, how fast they're moving, you know, a lot of things.
Is there a general rule of thumb or guideline on how long it takes to get frostbite when you're stuck outside?
It would depend on the temperature outside and how long you were exposed to that temperature. Another thing to think about is during winter weather, a lot of folks have... They might have heaters running in their home. They might have a wood-burning stove, a fireplace, even their regular furnaces. Carbon monoxide poisoning. It's important to have some type of alarm. We all have fire alarms. We should also have carbon monoxide monitors that can alert us if those levels are getting too high, because you can't smell it, you know, it just happens, and that's scary. So get an alarm.
What are some symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning?
Signs and symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning would be like a dull headache, weakness, dizziness, headache, shortness of breath. And, you know, those relate to so many things. You really aren't going to automatically say, oh, I've got carbon monoxide poisoning, so that's why it's so important to have an alarm in your home.
Proactive rather than reactive.
It's so easy to prevent things. It's a lot harder to treat them.
Once in a while you hear of carbon monoxide poisoning in a car where someone has gotten their tailpipe stuffed full of snow.
Yes, and that can happen, and that happens quite quickly. You know, so you want to make sure you've got good ventilation if you're in a closed place in your car and it's running. So don't stay in the garage with your car running, you know, over a long period of time. Of course, it takes a period of time to fill up, but just think about stuff. Winter time's the time to think about different things.
Make sure you've got gloves and scarves and cover up the kids.
Yes.
Yep. Make them wear those.
Yep. Limit the time that they're outside in these dangerously cold.
If you want to do snowmen, wait till it warms up till 25 or 26.
And you make better snowballs too that way. You know,
snow works better.
If you do get stranded in your car during the winter, there's some safety rules that you should follow. You need to stay in your car unless it's no longer than the next house down the road, about 100 yards away, and you can see it. Continue to move those arms and legs. Stay visible by putting bright cloth on the antenna, turning on your inside overhead light. Run the engine and heater only about 10 minutes every hour. And keep a downwind window open to keep that air flowing through there, because you don't want to get carbon monoxide poisoning.
Sure.
And make sure that tailpipe is not blocked. Yeah. And make sure you check on your family members. You know, you might have a mother across town, or, you know, somebody that's elderly or at risk, you know, already chronically ill. Give them a holler.
I appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to my guest, Judy Van Hulsen, RN with Marion County Public Health, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.